If you have your Bible, turn to 1 Chronicles chapter 4. Amen. We'll look at a little something not very familiar in 1 Chronicles chapter 4. It's a big old long line of genealogies. He begat and she begat and they begat and a lot of begats. But when we get down to verse 9, it speaks of a fella. The Bible says is by the name of Jabez. I want to look at this for just a little bit tonight if God will be our help. And boy, what a help it can be to us. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9, the Bible says, "And Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. And his mother called his name Jabez, saying, because I bear him with sorrow. And Jabez called on the God of Israel, saying, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast, and that thine hand might be with me, and that thou wouldest keep me from evil, and that it might not grieve me. And God granted him that which he requested." As I was looking at this day, I got to thinking about this, or I was looking at it over the last few days, and I got thinking about this today, and I was trying to think, what would you title this message? And I thought, boy, what a nugget. I kept thinking, boy, what a nugget. And I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes, if God will be my help, on a nugget of knowledge. A nugget of knowledge. Amen. As we look at this, we see a man, and the Bible says that Jabez was more honorable than his brethren. Amen? And we see a whole genealogy of people, but we finally run into one of them that begins to call on God. I want to say, praise God, there's nothing like somebody that'll call on God. I'm saying there's something unique about that person. There's something different about that person. There's something about that person, praise God, that can get a hold of God, amen, that'll cry out to God. That person is an honorable person, amen. I tell you, it blesses my heart to know that there's a good God of glory that we can still call on tonight, and he hears and he answers prayers. But the Bible says that Jabez, he was one of the honorable men. He was one of those that would seek God's face. He would want to draw nigh to God when things got bad. I want to say tonight, we need to draw near to God, because things can't get much worse. Amen. We're living in a world that's in total chaos. Amen. It's going to get worse. Said it waxed worse in the end. But I tell you, I don't want to see it much worse. We're living in wickedness as like it's never been before. Wickedness is all around us, everywhere that you look. But I tell you what, there's still a good God of glory that's still able to reach down and touch the lives of men and women and boys and girls and change us from the inside out. Amen. But Jabez said he was more honorable than his brother. And Jabez, the Bible tells that he prayed that God would enlarge his borders, that he would push out his borders, that he'd make him more room. Amen. He desired that. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coast. Amen. He wanted his coast to be enlarged. I want to say, so pray God, we're living in a day and hour that there's a whole lot of people in the world that everything happened around and it don't disturb them any. We're living in a day and an hour when people are in their little box and it don't matter what happens around them, it don't disturb them not one whit. I want to say what's happening around us today ought to disturb us. Amen. It ought to bring us, praise God, to our knees. It ought to have us cry out. And Brother Bill, it ought to bring some tears to our eyes. As we see the devil trying to reach out, grab hold of our youngins, our families, our loved ones, and drag them off into the pits of hell, it ought to break our hearts. They ought to be some people that's disturbed tonight. But you know why we're not disturbed? Because I believe a whole lot of us caught up in a spiritual rut. Amen. I believe we're just in a spiritual rut. We're in our own little place and we're just there and we're satisfied and we don't know how to get out. And I will say, praise God, he's a good God of glory tonight that'll bring us out. Glory to God. If we'll just get a little bit disturbed, praise God, at the devil and the demons of hell, and we begin to cry out, praise God, God will hear. Amen. Amen. What happened, old Jabez? Praise God, he was an honorable man. Amen. He's seen things going along, praise God, that he wasn't pleased with, and he got disturbed. It's time that God's people got a little bit disturbed. And when we get disturbed, praise God, it'll bring us out of that spiritual rut, praise God. Get us somewhere we cry out to God one more time. And I'm going to say, glory to God, when we cry out, he'll hear. Amen. Amen. He always has and he always will. God just waiting to incline His ear, praise God, to hear from His people. Amen. When we go getting disturbed. Amen. You know why the world's in such a... Because there's a whole lot of people out there disturbed over nothing. They want their way. It's their way or the highway. But praise God, it's about time for God's people to get stirred up. It's about time for me and you to get disturbed about the things that the devil's trying to do. It's about time we get excited, praise God, about what God can do. Amen. God's still on the throne. He's still able to reach down and touch hearts and lives and to bring us along, praise God, for the glory of God. All we got to do is get disturbed and want to let Him. Amen. Cry out, praise God. Get out of our spiritual rut and just say, God, here we are. But I'm afraid, praise God, we're living a day in the air. We're in that little place and we're just... So I've heard a lot of people say that we're just going through the motion. Huh? We're just going through the motion. We're pretending to play church. Amen. You say pretend? Yeah, because we ain't even doing it good. Amen. I tell you, if we was doing it good, praise God, we'd be there at the house of God. We'd be praising God. We'd be shouting to praise the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Glory. Hey, if we was going to, hey, if we was really out acting out, praise God, we'd be raising our hand and praising God. Amen. But I want to say the church of the living God shouldn't have to act. Amen. Praise God. Hey, if we ain't got something us, praise God, that'll stir us, that'll disturb us, that'll encourage us, praise God, we need to get where we can get it. Amen. I want to say, praise God, Jabez was an honorable man because he got a hold of God. Amen. He got disturbed. He got motivated. He began to move in a different direction. While the rest of the genealogy, praise God, was just going through the motion. Praise God, he got to going on emotion. Amen. He got excited about God. Amen. You say, preacher, it ain't about feeling, but praise God, I like it when you can feel Him. Amen. When He gets real down your heart and He begins to bless your heart, He begins to encourage your life, praise God, and you realize those good things of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jabez got a hold of something that got a hold of him. This first part, why he prayed it, he done got a hold of something, praise God, and they wasn't enough room for it. Amen. He said, oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed and enlarge my coat. He said, Lord, I ain't got enough room here. Amen. Glory be to God. What I'm getting, I'm a pice now. Praise God. It's got to be bigger. Amen. He said, I need a little bit more room. Need you to enlarge it a little bit. Give me a little bit more working room. Amen. Hey, when we begin to get disturbed, praise God. David said, I need to push it out a little bit, Lord. Amen. I want to say it's about time we come out of that little old place that the old world, the devil, this old flesh has had us. Praise God, we need to push it out a little. Amen. We need to push it out. Maybe get us out of our comfort zone. Did you hear what I said? Maybe get us out of our comfort zone. Amen. You know what's wrong with the world? You know why they're rioting in Baltimore, New York, and Chicago tonight? Praise God. Because people's lost respect for God, and we lose respect for God. We lose respect for our mankind.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, amen. If we ever get a respect for God, then we can have love and respect for one another. But I'm afraid we've lost it. Amen. We've lost our respect for God. And when we lose our respect for God, we've lost it all. Amen. There's nothing to build on when we quit reverencing God. We got to get back, praise God, to that point of reverencing God. Amen. We got a terrible situation here. Amen. The situation's serious. Amen. But the bad part is, Brother Bill, the situation's serious, but God's saints ain't. Amen. We've got a serious situation, but we're not. Amen. We're not serious, praise God, about what we're doing. Amen. We need to be more serious about what... I'm talking about me. Amen. Need to be more serious about what we're doing. Amen. That's why the world's okay. It's our fault. Amen. The Asheville's gone to hell in a handbasket, and it's our fault. We quit going to the street. We quit preaching. We quit testifying. We quit telling our families about God. Amen. They start falling off into the ditch and in the gutter. Praise God, we weren't disturbed. Amen. Boy, we ought to be disturbed. It ought to break our hearts to see our loved one, praise God, going in the wrong direction. But it don't even break our heart enough to tell them, hey, hold up. Let me tell you about Jesus. You don't have to go that way. But you know what? We'll stand and we'll watch them go down the road and straight into the pits of the jaws of hell. Amen. It don't. And the sad part is, it don't disturb us. Boy, it ought to disturb us. I got to think about that. Boy, we ought to be disturbed people. We ought to be tore up. But what is? That's a serious situation, and we don't take it serious. Amen. I want to say a soul slipping off and going into devil's hell. That's serious. It's serious when somebody dies and goes to hell, where they're tormented forever and ever and ever. No reprieve. No way out. Jabez got a hold of this thing. He said, I need you to enlarge my coast. He said, I need more room. Now, what does it take for God to enlarge our coast? To give us wider borders? Let me tell you what. It demands, Brother Bill, it demands a vision. The Bible says without a vision, a people perish. I want to say it's time. God, hey, did you hear me? I didn't say you got. We need one. I said I believe it demands a vision. Praise God. To see God, the borders broaden, the coast enlarged. It takes a vision of the people. Amen. I'm not talking about pastor either. Amen. I can have a bigger vision. I can have a vision big as this universe. But praise God, if you don't got people in there with you, amen, it's for naught.
You're right.
Amen. You got to have people in there with you. You got to have people to work with you, to live with you, to pray with you. Praise God, to back you. Amen. We got to have each other. Amen. We've got to have a vision.
Amen.
Amen. This world is absolute chaos. What kind of vision do we have? Huh? What vision do we have? What's the way out for our people? Looks like it's time to form a vision. Amen. Let me show you something. Look at 2 Chronicles chapter 7. Let me show you something. It helped us to have a vision. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 12. Let's go back to verse 12. And everybody knows chapter 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. He says, if my people which are called by my name. We know that. We know that by heart, right? We can quote that. But let's go back to verse 12. The Lord God is talking to Solomon. And after he had finished the house of the Lord, and said, the Lord appeared to Solomon by night and said unto him, I have heard thy prayer and have chosen this place to myself for an house of sacrifice. But listen to what he says to Solomon. He says, if I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people. Amen. He said, if things start getting bad, and I allow things to happen to you, and I allow it to get really rough, and I allow things to not go your way, he said, what are you going to do? How are you going to get out? Amen. He said, in order to get out, he says, if my people, amen, that's me and you tonight, how you going to get out? It's going to take me and you. It's going to take me and you working together. It's going to take me and you praying together. It's going to take me and you to get out of this mess. Amen. He said, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves. Amen. How do you do that, Brother Andrew? You say, you know what? I'm nothing, but he's everything. Amen. Glory be to God. And my time's not my time. My time is his time. My life is his life. My breath is his breath. My living is his living. Praise God. It all belongs to God. I'm God. It's God's. Everything belongs to God. Amen. To my people humble themselves. Say, Lord, here I am. Just pour it out like a drink offering. Say, Lord, here I am. I'm yours. That's humility. That's coming to a place where God can use us. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, if my people shall humble themselves and pray, it'll take getting a hold of God one more time. Amen. Getting a hold of God. You say, how do you get a hold of God? By getting humble. When we get humble, praise God, we can get a hold of God. We can't get a hold of God in our pride. As long as we're saying, well, look what I've done. They say, God, you see what I've done? God, life, it's you. Amen? You get to think, well, God, look what I've done. Amen? He'll life you to scorn. Amen? It's God Almighty. But he said, if we humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, amen? He said, we got to seek. Hey, let me ask you a question. When you pray, Do you earnestly pray, man, till you can see God sitting on the throne? Amen. I mean, till you pray, do you see God sitting on the throne and Jesus sitting beside Him? And just talk to Him like I'm a talking to you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We get humble. I get humble. Praise God. We begin to pray and we seek His face. Praise God. We'll see Him. Amen. We'll enter in the throne of grace where we can get help. But He said, we'll seek His face and turn from their wicked ways. Amen. You know how you got to get rid of them wicked ways? He said, number one, we got to humble ourselves. Number two, we got to pray. Amen. Hey, once we get to a humble attitude and we begin to pray, praise God, and then we can see God's face. Amen. Praise the Lord. Then we'll turn from our wicked ways. I told you, but other than that, hey, it's like a man that's sick, praise God, saying, you know, when I get better, I'll go to the doctor. You'll die. He'll die in his sins. He'll die in his sickness. Amen. But when we come home and say, you know what, I can't fix this. Amen. So I'm just a wicked sinner on my way to hell and I can't fix it. Amen. And you say, oh God, please fix me. Amen. How many of you here, praise God, come point, you said, God, fix me. Amen. Praise God. What'd He do? He fixed you. He's begun to work, praise God. He's working. He's striving on your perfection. Amen. We're not there yet, but praise God, keep your smile on, your head up. We're headed that way. Amen. Praise God, we'll be there in a little while. Amen, you're a work of perfection. We just ain't finished yet. Hey, use that on the devil when he comes by. Said, look what you did. You say, well, that's all right, devil. I done asked Jesus, forgive me and help me do better, praise God, and I'm working on perfection. Amen. What's he going to do with that? Amen. He said, it turned from your wicked ways. He said, that's how you get a hold of God. That's how you get fixed. He said, then, said, after you do these things, will I hear from heaven and forgive your sin and heal their land. Amen. Hey, wait, now you go home tonight and you tell people, he said, I've got it figured out. Said, the preacher told me how we can fix this thing. Amen. You go down a job place tomorrow. You say, hey, you know what? I got it figured out. The preacher's told me, hey, gather up here. The preacher told me how to fix this mess. Amen. How do you do that? Amen. What's the secret? Hey, he said, we just got to humble ourselves. Just realize you're an old sinner. Amen. Can you imagine gathering people up at workplace to tell them that? Says, you know, we just got to realize we're just old sinners on our way to hell. And said, we got to pray and seek to see God. Amen. Praise God, where we can get some help, praise God, so we can forsake our sins and go on for His glory. Amen. I'm tired of people telling me that we just got to live in our sins. You don't live in your sins, praise God. You forsake your sin and follow God. What's wrong with America today? What's wrong with our Baptist churches is we're continuing our sin. And so we're still following it. We're still chasing after sin instead of following Jesus. Amen. It's time to quit following the devil and follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Tell those folks that, praise God. And if you win your boys that you work with, and Brother Bill wins his family, and it just keeps on going on. Guess what? Guess what? Before too long, that thing starts escalating, and before long, praise God, there's a world at peace. Amen. Why? Because we've got peace with God. I won't say there'll never be no peace in this world until we have peace with God. Amen. Hey, praise God. He'll not take second best. Amen. He wants our whole heart, praise God, tonight. Amen. When we sell out lock, stock, and barrel, praise God, that's when God begins to do business with mankind. Amen. So we see Jabez here. He had to get rid of this in order to have his vision, praise God. He had to get right with God. Amen. And realize the people was perishing. How did he do it? How do you have a vision? You have it through faith. Amen. It's when we put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Realize there's nothing else that matters. The most important thing is our walk and our talk and our relationship to Him. Amen. I mean, Jabez nailed this thing down. He figured it out. Praise God. In the midst of all those generations, you say, well, preacher, you just don't know how my family's been for years and years. Well, let me tell you who can break that chain. Amen. It'll start with me and you, praise God. I know how it was. I was raised in a drunkard's home. I was raised in an abusive home. I know what it was like. Amen. But praise God, God broke that chain. Amen. I didn't have to go that way. I made a choice one night. Praise God. God chose me and I chose Him. Amen. I broke that chain, praise God. I'm not bound no more, glory to God. The thing's this devil. Amen. Praise God, God broke it. God broke that chain, snapped that off me, took the leash, throwed it out of the way, praise God. I'm not chained up to that no more. Amen. A lot of us think we're chained to those sins because we were raised in those sins. But praise God, I'm glad tonight God will free us from that bondage of sin. Amen. He broke that mind. Pray, how'd He do it? Through faith, believing in Him. Amen. We begin to have a vision. We begin to see beyond ourselves, and we begin to see God. Amen. We begin to, through faith, we begin to realize that He's real, praise God, that He's risen, and He's sitting at the right hand of the Father on high. Amen. He's sitting there for me and you tonight to intercede in our place, on our behalf. Amen. Bless His holy name. Not only does He demand vision, but He demands faith. Amen. God, He demands us to be faithful and have faith in Him. Amen. Not a suggestion. It's a demand. He demands us to have faith. To believe, put our faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Then He demands us to work in that direction. Amen. Old James pinned her down best. They said, well, you know, it's about works. And he said, well, no, it ain't about works. He said, you show me your faith without works. And he said, I'll show you my faith by my works. Amen. In other words, what he was saying, Brother Bill, he said, I'll show you faith that works. Amen. Glory be to God. I'll show you faith that'll reach down and get a hold, praise God, of somebody around you and change their life forever. I mean, I'm talking about a work where faith will be, where it'll be real, where people will believe. They'll see faith at work. Amen. Faith at work. That's saving faith. That's something people say, you know what? I need that. Amen. It demands faith. How do we get all this? He says through the power of prayer. Amen. Amen. Pray for God's power. He goes on and says, that thine hand might be with me. Amen. He said, I want my coast to be enlarged. I need a bigger border. So how does he do it? He says he prays. He began to ask God. He said, Lord, he said, I need you to expand this thing. He said, I've been thinking on it. I've been meditating and suffering on it. God, and I know if it's going to be done, praise God, I know who's going to do it. He said, I've thought about it myself till my brain's hurting. But said, God Almighty, hey, I'm just putting your hand. It's up to you. Amen. See, we can have all the vision we want, praise God, but we put God in the middle of it. It ain't going to amount to nothing. But praise God, when we quit bickering, fussing, fighting amongst ourselves, praise God, and we put God first and we have a vision, praise God, because people's perishing. Amen. We get disturbed. We get anxious in our behalf, praise God. We can begin to realize what God wants to do. Amen. Even saving souls. I mean, talking about these little old boys and girls. Amen. That the devil's about to destroy. Hey, praise God, God go by and snatch them right out of the pits of hell. Amen. You say, well, can he do that? Well, yes, he can do that. Amen. Amen. See, what's wrong? We don't have no faith to believe. Amen. But God's able to do all these things far above anything we could ever hope or imagine. Amen. Amen. That power, praise God. But we have that power in prayer. When we get on our praise humbly before God. Amen. 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 Seek to get rid of self, praise God. Take some time. You know what's wrong with it? We don't have time to pray. Well, I got about 30 seconds, Lord. I need to talk to you real quick. You got to listen in a hurry. Huh? Ain't that right? I got a little, Lord, my belly's a ground, so I'm going to bless this food. And I'm going to mention Ethiopians and the Cambodians and the Cubans and the Nepalese and the Australians and all them other. Right quick, Lord, so you listen fast because I'm going to eat. Huh? Well, I wonder what happened if we start taking 5 minutes a day, just get down and say, Lord, I'm come just humble as I know how. I need to talk to you. Hey, some things that's disturbing me. Amen. Amen. There's something that's motivating me to get a hold of you so that you can get a hold of us. We need help, Lord. Amen. Maybe for about 5 minutes you say, oh, God, help. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Oh, God, help us, Lord. Oh, God, help us, Lord. You don't think God will hear that? You're crazy. Amen. When you cry out from the anguish of your heart, God will hear. Amen. Said God heard by reason of their taskmasters, the children of Egypt. He began to cry out, Lord, help us, God. Save us, God. Amen. And He sent a Savior. Praise the Lord. Bring them out of that wickedness. Bring them out of that mess. Praise God. But we need to pray. Amen. We need to pray. Get a hold of God. Jabez said, that thine hand might be with me. Amen. He said, I need something, but praise God. He said, I need most of all, God, your hand to move in it. Amen. I need you to do it, God, because I can't. Amen. So he prayed for power in his life. Amen. Prayed for much power. Amen. You know what? You know what much prayer does? Much prayer brings much power. Amen. I still believe there's power in prayer. Amen. Much prayer brings about much power. But a little prayer brings about a little power. Amen. But praise God, when we get a hold of God, we pray and pray and we seek His face earnestly. Praise God. Amen. God will hear our prayer. He'll answer. Amen. In His time, praise God. He'll move upon that prayer. He'll start a work. We may not see it today or tomorrow, but one day in a little while, we'll see it to the full. Amen. God will fulfill it. Praise God. He'll reach down and He'll touch in it. He said He needed that power, that thine hand might be with me. Not only that, He said, I need a pure life. He said, if he'd pray and seek a pure life, He said, that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Amen. He said, I need that. He said, I don't want to be in danger of falling into sin. Amen. Oh, we don't want to be in danger of falling into sin. Hey, praise God. We got to settle it in our hearts, and we got to settle it in our mind, and we got to settle it with God. Oh, Lord, I'm yours, and I need you to keep me and keep me pure. And my life and my speech and my walk and my talk. He said, God, I need you to keep me pure. Amen. God said, be ye holy, for I am holy. Amen. We can do it. Amen. Brother Dean, we can be holy because God said we could. Amen. He said, be ye. It's not a suggestion. It's a commandment. He said, hey, what's he saying, brother? He said, I want you to be like me. Amen. He said, I want you to be like me. Well, that's a big one. That means that we've got to be, have a heart of compassion, have a heart of forgiveness, have all the aptitude, have a heart of love. Amen. He said, I want you to be more like me. Amen. Be holy, for I am holy. Jabez said, hey, listen, Lord, I need you to keep me from the evil one, praise God. Who's he talking about, the devil? Hey, he's probably talking about his old stinking flesh. Amen. Lord, keep me from the evil, that thou wouldest keep me from evil. Amen. Anytime we fall back into sin, now you listen to me. You claim to be a Christian, you tell all your friends, your rebels, your families, your loved ones, that you're a Christian, that you've been born again, saved by the marvelous grace of God, and you fall off into sin, you start doing, you know what you do? You lose every bit that you gained. And then some. Amen. If we fall back out into sin, we start doing sinful things. After we claim to be a child of God, not only do we destroy ourselves, we destroy our testimony. Amen. And we lose everything that we've gained in our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. It's all gone. It's for naught. And it takes a whole lot more to ever build that confidence back than it was to get it from the first. Amen. We'll lose that. Praise God. And there's people still watching. Amen. Brother X, there's still people watching to see if you're going to fall out. Amen. Brother Andrews, there's people watching to see if you're going to fall out. Amen. But I want to say, praise be to God, they're watching and they're hoping with all their heart that you won't.
Amen.
Because they say, you know what? Old Brother Rex got some help. Old Brother Andrew's got some help. They've got some hope. And praise God, if he can hear, maybe there's hope for me.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But old Jabez, he said, praise God. Lord said, you just keep me from that evil, praise God, so that I won't slide off into sin. Amen. He said, keep me, Lord. Keep me where I can be used of God. But he didn't stop there. He said, why would he pray such a prayer? He went on and said, that it may not grieve me. Amen. I want to say sin always grieves, is always grievous. Sin always brings grief. Sinful things never bring, it brings a pleasure for a season. Huh? But I want to say sin, anytime that we get caught in sin, while we're enjoying the pleasures of it, we're destroying somebody's life. Amen. We're bringing grief and hardship and hard things to somebody else along the way. But he said that I may not, but that it may not grieve me. Amen. Amen. Praise God. There was an old preacher one time said that we cannot sin and win. Amen. That stuck with me. He said we cannot sin and win. Amen. He said we start losing when we start sinning. And we start losing sinners when we start sinning. Amen. You can't ever win in sin. Amen. And you'll never win in sin. That's something to remember. Remember that. Amen. You'll never win in sin. Praise God. It'll always bring down. It'll always destroy. It'll always bring grief in the end. But praise God, old Jabez. The Bible said he was an honorable man. So he began to pray. These little nuggets of knowledge, praise God, he had got, he passes down to it. He said, praise God, we can do better. Little nuggets of knowledge. Amen. He said, that it may not grieve me. Amen. And the Bible says in conclusion here that God granted him that which he requested. Amen. Praise God, he is the honorable man. Why? Because he was honored. Amen. That's why in the list of this long genealogy, you have a couple of paragraphs, a couple of verses, and it said that they was an honorable man. Praise God. And he was an honorable man because he honored God and God honored him. Amen. Praise God. God granted him that which he requested. What did he want? He said, I need bigger space. Amen. He said, I need more space to work in. Amen. More souls to win. More people to tell. More places to go. Amen. Praise the Lord. I want to say, have you knocked on every door? Praise God. Have you invited every soul? Boy, we've sure let down, ain't we? Amen. How many doors you ever knocked on? Invited somebody to church? How many folks have you ever gave the gospel testimony? Said, oh, how I love Jesus. Amen. And how He loves you. Huh? Boy, we're still in our little space. Amen. But He gave us a little nugget of knowledge. He says, praise God, it's time to break out of that little space. Amen. Little nugget of knowledge. He said, it's time to push out your borders. Amen. It's time to come out of the house. It's time to come out of the church. It's time to go out in the world and compel them to come in. And the Bible says, God grant him that which he requested. He enlarged his borders and he gave him a clean life. Amen. Let him live a life of purity. A life outside of evil, outside of sin. Amen. That's what God did. A little nugget of knowledge God gives us tonight. But praise God, I want to say the Lord says He wants to do that for you too. Amen. He wants to do that for us too. He wants to enlarge our borders, praise God. He wants to preserve our life from evil and the evil one. Praise God wants to do that for you. Amen. If we're willing. If we're willing tonight, He wants to do that for us. Amen. You say, well, preacher, what would it take? It'd take being a Jabez. It'll take praying, getting a hold of God. And it'll take believing, praise God, He'll hear and work. Amen. That's how he got to be an honorable man. Amen. Little nugget of knowledge I want to give you tonight. Praise God. God wants the same thing for you that He gave to Jabez. He wants to enlarge your borders and He wants to preserve your life. Amen. He wants to do that for you tonight. The Lord wants to do that for you. The same for if we'll let Him tonight. Would you be willing to let Him tonight? Say, Lord, here I am. Amen. Would you be willing? Would you be willing to pray tonight? Believing on Him, trusting Him, and say, Lord, here I am. Amen. I need wider borders. Amen. I need to be disturbed. I need to be out of my comfort zone. I need to have that little nugget of knowledge, praise God, that I've got to take it and use it in my life so that God might receive the glory.